All right, folks, we're going to open up questioning over here to the right. Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, kind of a two-parter. For starters, how long are you expecting to be without Tyreek? And then also, your offense is essentially on the sideline for as long as they were in the first half, and yet they're still kind of clicking here.
Yeah.
What did you like about what you saw from your offense despite that?
We wanted to play fast today. We felt like that was the right approach, and we did. And when you do that and you're creating explosive plays but then turn the ball over quick too, things like that can happen. That's the risk. We don't always play that way because we don't always want to put the defense in a bad position that way. But we felt like in this game, philosophically, that that's what we were going to do. We talked to the team about it. Obviously, we talked to the offense about it. And I thought we had a good tempo about us on offense today. We had an opportunity to kind of wear them down and be explosive. So I thought that was well done. Tyreek will be day-to-day. And I don't know when we'll have an update there, but he's day-to-day.
Over to the left, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, on the kickoffs with Jaden there in the second quarter, what exactly was his issue?
Yeah, I didn't really get into it. And so we put Austin in there, and I thought he did a nice job. So we'll evaluate him and see if there's any, tweak or something that happened, in the hip or whatever. But, but either way, we can't have that. I mean, that's putting our defense in a terrible situation. Having three out of bounds and three drives to start on the 35-yard line, that's completely ridiculous. So we got to get that fixed, however we do that. And, you get to the point where you want to let somebody play through it, but then it's at, another point, we got to make a change. So I thought Austin did a nice job of stepping in there and doing a good job of kicking the ball off.
Over here to the right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Ryan, your overall view of the way your defense played today tightened up things clearly in the second half. That air raid is a real deal, it looks like. But and then number two, your penalty, but you also had another guy tossed out of the game for, I think it was Caden Curry. How wronged did you feel in that moment with your penalty by the way they were lollygagging?
You're asking a lot of questions there, Tim.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if that counts for one or three. All right, where do we start? The defense. I felt like Marshall did a nice job with their style of play, which is plus one, spreading you out with the quarterback run. As we know, there's pluses and minuses of that. The plus, you can be plus one. The negative is you take a lot of shots on your quarterback. So they did a good job with that. I thought we continued to stick with it. There are still a lot of things that we're going to watch on this film that we're not going to be pleased with, just with overall execution. I know Jim's going to be that way. So the things we did well, we'll continue to enhance. The things that we didn't do well, we got to grow from. Like you said, we kept playing on it, did do some good things, and we're not going to take any win for granted, as you see across the country. We all take these wins for granted, but there's a lot of work that gets put into them, and guys played hard out there today. They did. Again, the effort is there. The guys are playing hard, and so we got to keep building on that. In terms of the penalties, the Caden thing, I got to look a little bit closer at. I saw it, when you see things in slow motion, sometimes it looks a little different than, when it's live. So, but my situation was, there was 21 seconds on the clock when we subbed in. They, my opinion, were really, 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 really slow getting in. And so at some point when you make a sub, around 21 seconds, you still should be able to run a play. And so we had to call timeout. I went out to the numbers. I didn't curse, but I was, raising my voice saying that there was 21 seconds on the clock. And at some point that has to be a delay of game on the defense. I guess I yelled too loud. I'm not sure why, but that's what happened.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, you had one carry for 2 yards in the first quarter, and then it just breaks loose. What did you like about your running game after that?
Yeah, how many plays did we have in the first quarter? I don't remember. Is that
six?
All it was? That's probably more. Yeah. I think what you're seeing is an identity that's slowly getting molded here where, we're explosive on the perimeter. I keep saying I don't think it was perfect, but I see our receivers blocking on the perimeter with some of these screen plays. You saw the first one to Emeka where, guys are blocking and then that thing split. You see the athleticism of some of our linemen, Josh Fryer out in space. Seth McLaughlin did a great job on that play. And then Emeka's got the home run ability. So that spreads you out this way. We took a shot early. We got to clean that up a little bit. There's some things that we can do better there, and coach it better. But we're trying to stretch the field vertically. Once you do that and you can start running the ball with the way that our running backs are running and the way the O-line's now, really growing, and I think Donovan being back in there helped a lot. And I thought the running backs ran hard. And you know, when you have the ability for Will to pull it, that just changes the numbers. You know, you think back when we had Justin Fields and we had JT Barrett, it was just a different run game. And so I think you're starting to see that come back a little bit. I thought Chip again called a good game, good balance across the board. So, yeah, again, bigger challenges ahead. We're heading into conference play, but the identity is starting to build, and you know, that running game is starting to, you know, build an identity and some confidence, I think, up front, which was needed.
Ability to see the field. I'm not saying you haven't had that before, but it looks pretty special.
Yeah. I thought Travion ran hard, and I thought Quinshon, and even James. James had some good. All three of them, I got to give them credit. They all have special abilities. They play well off each other. They're unselfish, which is like the biggest thing you can say about a bunch of guys. Like, they don't care who gets the credit. You know, they're all running downhill and playing really fast. So a good group, and I think Locke's got them playing hard.
Folks, we have Jordan Hancock in the back of the room for about six more minutes. Over to the right, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Two quick ones. How would you assess Will Howard's play and kind of where he stands right now? And just as a team, you're now heading into Big Ten play. You haven't been tested in non-conference. How do you feel about where you are right now?
Again, you don't know until you get out in the field, but we go against good players every day in practice, so it's not like we don't know what we look like against good players. So we'll just go on what we see and grow from it from there. But I thought Will did some really good things. I mean, the touchdown play to Jeremiah, that was a hot situation where we did not have the nickel picked up on that play, and that was a sight adjustment where he had to see that. And so the execution on that was very, very high. I thought the long pass to Carnell was really well done. He saw the adjustment that was made there and found the next read. So that was well done. There's a couple really good plays in there by Will. So I think he's growing. I think he's getting more comfortable in the offense. So we'll watch the film and grade and see if he graded out a champion.
And, folks, we have Emeka Abuka at one of the back tables as well. Back over to the left for Coach Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, I think it was going into week one, you mentioned three. The excitement to get Quinshon on the field, but you didn't know exactly what it would look like because he hadn't played a game in a Ohio State uniform. Three games in, what have you learned about Quinshon that really stands out about him?
I just appreciate how hard he plays, his pad level when he runs. He's got home run ability, but you can see he gets behind his pads and runs physical. He's got a great attitude. You can coach Quinshon hard, and he looks you in the eye, and he almost appreciates the fact when you coach him hard that you're trying to get him better. And that's a great sign for somebody who, hasn't been in the program for multiple years. It says a lot about who he is as a person. And he's running hard. I think he enjoys being part of this program, and he's been nothing but a great teammate so far.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
The depth of your interior defensive line was really tested today between Tyleek being out and certainly the heat as well. I guess what were your thoughts on that, and especially guys like Jason Moore and Tywan Malone getting as long of playing time as they have here?
So yeah, I got to watch it and figure it out. I feel like a mixed bag kind of coming out of the game. Some good play in there, but there was some other things that I think we're going to look at and want to get fixed. So I'll kind of wait till the film to and get some more feedback from the defensive coaches on exactly how some of those should have been fit.
Folks, we're going to take two more questions for Coach Day, then we're going to bring Quinshon up to the main podium. Over to the right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Ryan, you guys rotated Austin and Tegra a little bit on the right there.
Yeah.
Do you want that to be a fluid situation as you guys keep going, or would you like to settle that once and for all at some point?
I like seeing them both play. Yeah, I think they both deserve to play. I think you guys saw them both play well in the first couple games. We'll see how they grade it out, and we'll keep evaluating it. But I don't think it's a bad thing to have a young guy get a little bit of a break during a game. And if we feel like it gets to the point where they're not getting into the flow of the game, then we'll keep a close eye on it. But I like getting those guys in the game and getting them reps.
And final question for Coach. Over to the left, Andy Anders, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, sticking with the run game, the growth you've seen on the offensive line and from the run blocking as a whole in the first few weeks, what to you has really spurned that on and gotten to the point now where you've put up the numbers you have these last two games?
I think it's everything. I think it's Seth has done a great job of getting everybody on the same page. He's like having an NFL center in there. He is. When you go into a meeting and you say something, he's got the answer or he's going to get it fixed. In game, He's talking to those guys. It's just a calming presence, I think. Then when you add Donovan in there, it strengthened it even more, I feel like, this week. Now, not everything's perfect, and we are going to see, you know, a lot different competition moving forward. That's just once we get into conference play and down the road. So, you know, we're not, you know, making any kind of judgments right now. But you go off what you see, and you're seeing improvement there, and that's a good sign. I do think the running backs have a big part of it. You watch the film. Are they running hard? The answer is yes. And then, again, Will making good decisions, either, you know, having the ability to pull it when appropriate or making the decision to throw the ball out on the perimeter with the receivers blocking is critical. If your receivers don't block when you have some of those things, those plays don't work. So those are extensions of the run game, even though maybe they don't always show.